Sandy beaches, Buddhist temples, glittering nightlife. Pattaya on Thailand's Gulf Coast has it all. But since the days of the Vietnam War, when American soldiers first flocked there, sparking a transformation from sleepy fishing village to bustling resort city, the place has also become increasingly known as a centre for the sex industry. Though prostitution is officially illegal in Thailand, foreign tourists continue to pour into Pattaya's bars, brothels and clubs in search of young women from all over the country who come there to find work.
Most women are from countryside, from the northeast. They come here, those who fail from family life. Their husband divorced and they have problem with drinking and they don't. Responsible for the family.
Sister Anurak Chayapwek is coordinator of the Fountain of Life Centre, run by the Good Shepherd Sisters, for women caught up in this flourishing sex industry. Impoverished or abandoned women, with children in tow, who turn to selling their bodies in order to put food on the table, hoping to find Western husbands who can give them a better life abroad.
So these women, they come here and they thought they look for the husband. Western husband that can take care of her and children and family, so she thinks that she can have better life.
And what sort of age are most of these women? Are they quite young?
Yeah, they're quite young, but most are in their 20s, early 20s until I think 40.
And are their numbers increasing?
Oh yes, increasing. And then they come in, some of them are successful. And some, they fail, they look for the new ones. So they thought their lives would be better.
And what are the most important things that you're offering to these women at the centre?
Actually, we provide them opportunity to study. And we teach them language, especially languages for English, German and Thai language. And we also provide them massage. And hairdressing, vocational training, skills.
To help them get an alternative job.
Right, so that they don't have to work in the bars. Especially in the language skills, so that they can deal with, at least they know they can protect themselves. And then some of them, after married with foreigners, some of them were sold to the next men or to the battle in other countries.
Sister Anurak has seen and heard so many similar stories of exploitation and abuse, with women being bought and sold on to bars and brothels around Thailand and abroad. The centre strives to give the girls not only language skills and training in hairdressing, cooking, typing or traditional Thai massage, but above all to help them slowly discover a sense of dignity, respect and self-esteem that many of them have never known before.
They get the work in town and then they come to study during the day. Some days stay 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever. And some of them had gone abroad to stay with their husband, and sometimes they come back to visit also. And some of them, they gone back to the countryside, to their hometown. They are successful in their lives also. After they're learning hairdressing or how to do Thai massage, not for sex, but for traditional Thai massage.
So you're saying that many of them do manage to escape from the sex industry?
Yes, I can say that. And one thing, we teach them how to lift up their own dignity. If they know that they don't have to depend on these men, they can depend on themselves. That we try to teach them that our founders, our Good Shepherd Sister, of the Good Shepherd Sister, say that one person is of more value than the whole world. Each woman, each person, more value. So we teach them this so that they have dignity. They are valued. They don't have to sell their body to get money, but they themselves have value.
You use the story of Jesus' encounter with the woman at the well in Samaria, don't you, as an inspiration
for this
work. What kind of lessons do you try and share with the women about this story from St. John's Gospel?
This beautiful question, actually. When Jesus asked the women, you know, go and call your husband, you know. She said, oh, I have no husband. And Jesus said, you are right, you have five husbands, and the one you stay now is not your husband. So this attitude, we don't judge them and let them see their own dignity, that when they come to in touch with our center, our sisters and the staff and volunteers, they feel that they are respected. And the center, we teach them also how to respect each other, and they feel love and support among themselves as well. After that, I think we try to teach them not to depend on the man on to sell their body, but to depend on themselves. They are capable. They are good.
Most of these women are not Christian at all. Do they have a strong Buddhist background?
Oh, yes, they do. Yeah, very strong Buddhist background. But they are very good, like in Buddhist Lantern season in July, many, many of them, I think over 200 women had gone to the temple. We arranged a program for them. They go to, say, clean the temple and give food to the monks and listen to the monks and the prayers and all that at the temple. So it's in a way that we encourage them, and then they feel good after that.
So do you see this as a kind of interfaith work that you're doing there as well?
Yes, we do that too. Mm-hmm. We don't try to change them to believe, I mean, in Christianity. I mean, we give them the spirit, but we don't force them. And they can learn from our example. And each day we pray also, so they learn that.
The Good Shepherd Sisters have been running the Fountain of Life Centre since 1988, helping many women to leave the bars and streets of Pattaya and find other ways of making ends meet. Over the years, they've encountered much opposition from the bar owners, but have persevered with their mission to provide a safe haven for these women and children and empower them to build new lives for themselves.
When we, like, visit the bars, sometimes they didn't want us to go into the bars and give the brochures to these women, because they thought that we want to change and to change these women. But little by little, they know that we try to help these women to live better.
Do you ever feel that the centre is in any kind of danger? Because I imagine that there must be many people there in Pattaya who don't want you to do this kind of work to help the women.
So far, I don't feel any threats from the bar's owner. Every other Wednesday, the staff and volunteers, they go out and give the leaflet, the brochure, to these women in the bars. And okay, we could feel some of them were not happy, but so far nobody do any harm to us.
You say you're also looking after the children, in a sense, of these women. What are you trying to offer to the children who are also at risk of abuse and exploitation?
Some of them have no documents. So we provide them the education from kindergarten. So after that, we provide them scholarship to continue their studying in the government school or private school afterward. And actually, we have helped many children already, and so they come out from dangers, but okay, not 100%, but some they like in the circle of this also, like sometimes very hard to help the children who already exploited. But I can say that we helped many children. Some of them now have jobs, finish the schools, and so they become good people in the society.
So there are many success stories. I imagine there are also so many very sad stories of people who you're not able to help.
Yeah. One woman that we helped out, she had three children, but each children different fathers. And sometimes this lady, she also brought along with her these children. So, you know, imagine what they have seen. And we helped these children, send them to our center and help them to support them in their education. And three of them have successful in life. But the mother is still in the circle of the sex industrial. The children had the example of their mother or the life of the women here or people in Pattaya. It's not a good sample for them at all.
Don't you ever find it quite difficult to keep up hope for an end to this poverty and exploitation of the women there?
Oh, yeah, sometimes I think. But with the Good Shepherd spirit, I think we don't give up our hope. As I said, that one person is of more value than the whole world. At least if we help one, we feel successful already. But since we worked for nearly 25 years, we have helped many women throughout of this sex industrial.
Can you tell me any individual stories of women who have really inspired you?
There is one lady. She came into the center and she has three children that she had to send them to school, feed them at home, and she let them stay with her parents. And every time she would think of that, her children. And one time she drew a picture like she was an animal. And she really struggled with this. And then we asked her, what is your worry? And then she told us the whole story. So we asked her, would you like to work with us as a staff? And I could see her eye lit up. And now she became one of our staff. Nobody wants to do this kind of work, but since they have no choice, I mean, in one way they say they have no choice, so we have to respect that. But since they have choice, I think they don't want to choose this kind of life or this kind of work.
My thanks there to Good Shepherd Sister Anorak Chayapwek, coordinator of the Fountain of Life Women's Centre in Pattaya, Thailand.